This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. It's a packed house at the Florida Citrus Show at the Fenn Center in Fort Pierce. The state's growers, agricultural researchers, and industry vendors have come together. That includes Tom Jerkins, president of Premier Citrus.
Any updates on the science? There's a lot of interest with the vendors. Any updates there? But mostly it's relationships. You can catch people you've worked with in the past. They can update you on things that work, don't work, share stories together.
Well, there are many different stories to tell. Jerkins says there's really one common theme among everyone who's gathered here.
You can poll people, but I imagine everybody's trying to find something about greening. Is anything out there that's curative or will suppress the disease or give me hope, not just on the trees that I have, but maybe the trees I might want to plant?
Greening is a serious plant disease that spread throughout Florida in recent years. It's spread by an insect, the Asian citrus psyllid, and once a tree is infected, there is no cure. That causes the tree to produce misshapen and bitter fruit. Researchers have been working to create trees that are resistant to greening. Fred Gemitter is a professor at the University of Florida Citrus Research and Education Center in Lake Alfred. He's been breeding citrus to combat greening. Breeding may seem an odd term to use with plants, but it is accurate.
I would say in the last 100 years, we've been making crosses just the same way people do with other plants. You find one parent and another parent, and you look for a complementarity in their characteristics, and you make a cross and you grow out 100 or 500 offspring and you select the best out of that.
This kind of research is done both in the laboratory and in the field. But the question is, can a greening-resistant tree produce citrus, most notably grapefruit, for which the Indian River County region is so famous, and retain the flavor? Gemitter says the answer is yes.
My idea is that we want to have all the consumers addicted to citrus. You know, they have something that just tastes so good they have to buy another one. And that kind of drives the whole process. So we've done a lot of work breeding for better color, better flavor.
The Citrus Show was organized by Dr. Ruinito, he goes by Johnny, Faraeezy. He's assistant professor of citrus horticulture at the University of Florida's Indian River Research and Education Center in Fort Pierce. The show is an annual event with a variety of topics, including root health, pests and diseases, nutrition, innovations, and economics. But he admits all include the common tie of the battle against citrus greening.
Pretty much all topics are somehow covering how can we alleviate symptoms, how can we improve tree health, and most importantly, we are bringing technologies that may help growers in the near future to fight the disease.
While there have been naysayers, Faraeezy says he believes the citrus industry will overcome and survive the citrus greening threat.
So they identify there are strong evidence of tolerance and resistance on several materials. And they also identify that the citrus industry is suffering, but is not going to disappear because of the greening. However, we have an issue with grapefruit, which is the most susceptible citrus we have so far, and our industry really relies on grapefruit.
The Citrus Show, again at the Fenn Center in Fort Pierce, runs through tomorrow. We'll have a link to more information on our website, wqcs.org. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.